Hi, Bob.
Hey.
Get started with Matt.
Hi, Bob. What stood out to you about Manaea today?
Pitched good again. I mean, used all his pitches, got him up to, close to 80. Was thinking about just not having him go out for that last inning because it was, it was 35 minute or anything, something like that. It looked like, it affected him some, but we're just trying to get his pitch count up. So just continues to improve and pitch better and, do a better breaking ball. Having a good spring.
That lineup obviously had a lot of success against left-handers last year, and there were a lot of the same guys in there today. Was it good to just see him navigate sort of that gauntlet of right-handed hitters?
You look up and down their lineup, they're pretty good against left-handed pitching, but it's spring training, but more than anything, one, you're getting closer to the season, you get an A lineup, you pitch well against them, you get deep in the game. It's kind of all coming together for you as spring kind of comes to a conclusion here.
Martin.
Hey, Bob. Does it impress you how well Murphy has been able to kind of see the ball well here early on? I know he got some at-bats before the games, but what have you thought of that?
No, it doesn't. I mean, you watch him take batting practice. He did get some simulated at-bats, but, in a short season last year, he was on it too. So, I mean, he's just going to continue to develop and be a real two-way catcher. He does a great job behind the plate. He throws well. He's a great target. He studies the game. And as you saw, as the year went along last year, the offense started catching up, and he's got that power. And, we feel like we have something special with him.
Alex.
Hey, Bob. Have you noticed anything different in Seth Brown's approach at the plate the last few games that might be working in his favor?
You know what? I think getting the home run out of the way was a big relief for him. And now he's hit, a couple more. So he's always had this power. When he came up and did a good job for us a couple years ago, didn't any homers, but had a lot of doubles and continued what was a great season for him from AAA to the big leagues. But, after a while, it starts to degrade on you a little bit and, to get one out of the way. And now, he's got one or two more since then. So I think he's just relaxing and just doing his thing.
Manolo.
Hey, Bob, De Olis Guerra, another inning, shallow inning, two strikeouts. Is him going to be one of the toughest decisions for you when you're making up your 26-man roster?
So you're saying he's going down? No, he's been terrific. Wadon's been terrific. If they both don't make the team, we feel like we have some depth that we weren't really sure about when we came to camp. So, he's got big league experience. We've seen him firsthand. He's pitched well against us in the past, but it makes you feel that much better. Like I said, if he doesn't make the team, that you have that kind of depth because, you don't stick with the same pitching staff the entire season. We tend to go through a lot of guys. And if you continue to perform, then you get a shot here. So I think he's aware of that as well.
Matt.
Did you see a better swings from Piscotty at all today? Obviously getting the home run out of the way.
Yeah, you get into a little bit of a rut and then you try to swing your way out of it and maybe not get good pitches to hit. And so I'm sure the homer makes him feel good. He had the wrist issue he's trying to play through. There are a lot of things that contributing to, a little bit of a tough spring at this point, but he's got some power. He showed it again today. I'm sure he feels a little bit better about his swings in his last couple of bats.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.